This coming month, to be specific, from the 15th to the 17th of August, Limut Johannesburg bursts to life with over 50 hours of diverse and dynamic programming, curated by its passionate co-chairs, Nikki Sher and Warren Sher. Warren is an electrical engineer turned Orthodox rabbi and former B'nai Akiva National spokesperson, and he is on the line to help me go through what is on the program for Limud Johannesburg. Warren, when we were chatting earlier, I understand that the weekend is nearly sold out, but there still are plenty of tickets for Sunday, and that is quite a heartwarming response.
It really is quite amazing how the community has flocked to Limud this year. And we've nearly we were 3 weeks ago, we didn't know if we were going to fill up, and we most probably got three rooms left for the weekend. So if you're still thinking about coming to the weekend, you better head to our website ASAP, limud.org.za, and sign up. But Sunday we got plenty availability, but not unlimited. So we also need to make sure everyone is signed up and ready for Sunday as well.
Well, I'm looking at your Sunday program. I mean, I have one complaint. There's one, two, three, four, five, six, about seven different events at one time, and each one looks more interesting than the next. It's almost impossible to choose. Which ones for you on Sunday morning are you thinking to head to?
So yeah, it really does make we try and make sure there's something for everybody in the program. And when we build the program, we take on different personas of where the religious person would go, where the secular person would go, where the reform person would go, Israeli right wing, Israeli politics right wing, left wing, someone interested in South Africa. And we try in every slot to have something for everybody. When I looked up, I'm an early riser, looking at 8 o'clock in the morning. I think I'm interested in maybe Figuring Out God by Charles Mendelow. Also, the impact of Gush Etzion, the strength by numbers, the power of Gush Etzion, quite a right-wing presentation of, on Israel. But there's so many others that I'm not going to. Paula, where would you want to go?
Sorry for that cough. I'm looking Sunday while you're there, and I'm not an early riser, but I'll make sure I rise early for this one. Ozempic and the Great Uneating of Eve's Apple, an exploration of modern weight loss medication, and the famous text of Bereshit. You know, the whole Ozempic and Manjura and all these weight loss products that are on the market, they are controversial, and I'm definitely going to be interested in a kind of Jewish perspective from that as well. And then you have a session, Writing While Jewish, storytelling workshop with Lynn Joffe. Now, that also sounds amazing. So I think I'm going to be heading off to one of those two. But that's just for the first session, Warren. That's just from 8 to 9. I mean, if I look at the program from 9 to 10:15, there's another whole range of choices.
For this one, the one I'm really excited about is From Compromise to Catastrophe, a live cyber simulation. Really excited. David Cohen came to us and said, "I've got this unbelievable session I used to run for clients at work to actually show what happens when you get cyber compromised." And I think it's going to be the most unbelievable session. And then also on the other side, we've got Lee Nudelman-Sussman running Jewish fashion icons, which I think also will be very, really interesting.
That should be fascinating. I mean, Jewish fashion icons, I know nothing about that. And then what about this one? Jewish Muslim relations and the future of Abraham Accords. What do you think that one's going to have
So
involved or be
that's a
involved
very
with?
exciting session. We actually have two presenters who will be here next week for the G20 Interfaith Summit. They are experts in Jewish-Muslim relationships, and they've got friends in the Muslim world all across many countries across the Middle East and beyond. And I think that's going to be the most unbelievable, real from people really involved to understand where maybe the Abraham Accords are going.
You know, there's a session here. Sorry, Warren. I mean, I each one looks more interesting than the next. I mean, this one, are we replaying the 1930s with global instability, a rising far right wing, populist leadership, and economic uncertainty? I mean, there's a topic with John Matteson that I think I'm definitely going to go to. And then there's one, Ink Against Oblivion, Holocaust Memory in Comics. There's a topic that I haven't thought about with Tal Brookman. And that Holocaust Memory in Comics, it kind of reminds me of that movie, which I've gone blank about now, but it was about the Holocaust, and it was almost like a tongue-in-cheek on that. How do you think of the topics for these, or do presenters come to you with topics?
So very much, often we presenters come to us, we have a brainstorming session, maybe we come think about who we'd like to present or what topics we need to, you know, the community needs to discuss, and then we find presenters. But a lot of the presenters come to us, and then we go and scouting around the world. We listen to other limuds and to other people to bring in the best talent from all over the world.
I see you had Daniel Popper. Daniel Popper's doing a few sessions. Who is he?
So Daniel Popper is quite an amazing guy. He does large art installations or sculptures all over the world. If you look at his website, danielpopper.com, it's the most unbelievable work he does all over the world. And he's not often in South Africa. He happens to be in Cape Town at the moment and coming up fully booted. I think, you know, his perspective on the arts and the work that he does is quite unbelievable. And I think it's a real treat for our community to be able to, you know, see what he's been up to.
There's some sessions here that really appeal to me. This one, T.S. Eliot and Anti-Semitism. And then there's another one that looks fascinating as well. And again, just to remind our listeners that this is all just on Sunday. Larger Than Life, The Transformative Power of Monumental Art. And A Real Pain, Questions in Jewish Identity Through a Hollywood Lens. And Warren, everything we've been talking about, and it's not even lunch on Sunday yet.
No, it's quite unbelievable. And I think the hardest part is just the FOMO. But, you know, at least if you come, at least you get to see one of the sessions out of the 10. If you don't come, you get none of them. But it really is, the decisions of where to go are really excruciating.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this one looks interesting. Do you think you'll go to this one, When Boxing Was a Jewish Sport?
Oh, I love Rob Katz, and he's passionate about boxing, and he always brings in the most interesting stories, and, you know, takes us to places we've never thought or never been. So I think that one's going to be quite fascinating as well. I like, we got Alan Verskin, who's a top historian from the US, A Jewish Road Trip Through 19th Century Yemen. I haven't thought about that either. But what was it like in the 19th century? What was the Jewish community like? What was Yemen like in the 19th century? And the other one I think is going to be lots of fun with, is ChatGPT Jewish? From the Golem to the Chatbot, A Jewish Journey Through the Art of Questioning, with Gus Silver, who is always one of our most popular presenters. I think that one's going to be great.
What about this one? Is Empathy Still Possible? Navigating Humanity in the Israel-Palestine Debate, with Erwin Manoam. I'm definitely going to go to that one. That's something I'm struggling with, is how does one remain empathetic? I mean, your topics are completely, completely relevant. I say it as if it's a surprise.
And you can see if we've got something for the people on the right and something for the people on the left, and something for people to make people – we encourage people to go to things that they – would not normally go to, or hear different perspectives than they would normally want to normally hear, because that's the way we grow. And we can go listen to something, and we can not like it, and we can question it. But I think the more we engage with different topics, the more we can think, and more rounded we become, and more unified as a community.
Well, I'm going to be studying this program extensively, because you need to put in quite a bit of hours of work to decide beforehand which you're going to. Just Warren, Sunday, 8 to 4 p.m., correct?
8 to 5:15.
All right. And as you mentioned, there are still spaces on Sunday, limud.org.za, but there's really just a few places still for the weekend. Anything else you want to say before I go off and start highlighting this program?
We need to talk about Jews and food. Because we had the most delicious catering from GNT with Gary Friedman, and the food is wonderful. And we know don't just feed your soul, we feed your body as well.
God forbid we should starve at a Jewish event. That's Warren Sher, co-chair of Lingua Johannesburg, this year, 2025, leading us again into a weekend of exploration, inspiration, and connection. Whether it's Torah, creativity, community, or conversion, there's truly something for everyone. Don't miss it. Limud.org.za.